This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. The Saber.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, OrthoVirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for, delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, Roy Brown. I came in on the tail end of some, you know, Ron Mattis and those guys, George's original, you know, guys. A lot of big guys. I played, you know, a couple guys after me that played in the NFL, Jim Reed, Mark Dixon. You know, we had some dudes. I mean, George prioritized the trenches, as he called it. He said you could have a five-star quarterback, but if you had a one-star line, you were a one-star quarterback. So,
here's the deal. How do we get back to those days?
What do we have to do? Paul, can you help the recruiters? How do we go get some beef? We need some beef.
Well, you know, listen, Frank, we talked a little bit about it. You know, we got to dig more into that, where the state legislature and state of Virginia passed where the schools can now pay the players directly on the NIL front. Listen, we're challenged in the conference we're in as far as revenues and dollars, so you got to be unique about how we're going to get some NIL money. So I think probably more needs to be discussed. I don't understand it completely yet, but I'm hoping that the state legislature's law, where the school can pay the players directly, is going to help. Now, listen, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole of whether I like it or not. You guys know my views on this whole thing. But we got what we got, so we've got to find some creative ways. And if that helps, one thing our school doesn't lack is money, right? I think the third largest endowment in the country, $18 billion, $13 billion.
I say we open that bank account and we start buying some linemen.
We need to ask the school. Listen, there needs to be a little bit of pressure. You know, we can put pressure on Tony and the kids and the
Jim Ryan,
and the alumni and the fans.
Jim Ryan.
Yeah, hey, Jim, is football important? And if it's important,
it may not, but we need to put pressure on that guy, and he needs to say to Carl Williams, yes, how much money do you need? And she should tell him, we need X, and they need to go out and get an offensive line that is commensurate with the commitment to excellence that UVA portrays in all of its advertising.
I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that the endowment is going to be used for athletics. And we're probably maybe the third largest public school endowment. We're not even close to the Ivy League schools, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and others. But
yeah, but it's in the, I'm pretty sure it's anywhere from $13 to $18 billion. Listen,
it's a rounding error.
The money that we would need is a rounding error in interest that they're gaining every day. So
do you understand his point?
Understand it. I don't think it's going to happen. That's all. But
appoint
me to the Board of Visitors, and maybe we can make it happen.
Let me ask you this: they've asked money from the Board of Visitors to go finish building this football support building, and if you don't go get some players real soon, there won't be anybody lifting weights and training in there.
The only other easy way out is the existing revenues, and you're not going to get it in our conference.
No.
So the easier way out, if you want an immediate bump in your revenue, then you got to jump. You either got to join the lawsuit to the Clemson and Florida State. You got to have your fingers crossed that they're going to win, and then you got to bolt. I've said it before. I'd still rather see Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, or LSU, or Ole Miss, or I'd rather see them on our schedule. I don't get excited about losing to Wake Forest. I don't get excited about seeing Louisville come to our stadium, and clearly our fans don't. We're over half empty at every game. We don't even sell out Virginia Tech game anymore. So You got some things you just got to have to change the dynamics. I don't think conference matters anymore. It's not the ACC anymore when you added 97 teams. It's not the Big Ten anymore. It's not the SEC anymore. So you're going to have two, you know, super leagues. And if your school's not going to help you on the pay to play, then you've got to go get revenues. And our conference is not in the lineup to get revenues.
Yeah, that so, the whole conference alignment thing is going to change dramatically over the next year or two. But just to this year's team, Frank, before we went on air, said you were somewhat optimistic, thinking we might be able to find a way to win six or more games this year. How's that going to happen?
So, well, listen, we are loaded at the skill positions. We have depth at the skill positions. We have depth on the D-line. We have NFL prospects on the defensive line and defense. You have every contributing player that could have left from the portal, chose not to because they believe in Tony Elliott and what he's saying, and they want to be the team that is known for the turnaround of Virginia football. And that was very similar when we got there too. I mean, you know, Mikowski and Barry Word and Dumbo and those guys were the first bowl team. But if you really think about the historical turnaround of the football, it was, you know, Sean Moore, Ray Savage, you know, Herman Moore, Terry Kirby, and those guys that helped, you know, really cement the legacy of Virginia football.
Well, those were
guys,
your guys.
A lot of parallels. You got Terry's kid on the team. You know, you've got a lot of legacy kids in there, and they want to be known as the team that turned it around. So I would tell you, listen, you've heard me before. It really hinges upon the O-line. We had a lot of hurt players this year in spring ball.
26.
We had some – yeah, and I think at some point in time, almost every player on the O-line missed, you know, multiple practices. So, you know, that's a little bit cause for concern, but let's get them healthy. I'd rather it be in the spring than the fall or summer camp going into fall. So I'm just telling you, skill position-wise, we match up with most teams in our conference, or actually probably maybe even better. Our defense is going to be super stout. And our front, oh, we got dudes on the front. We got areas where you got question whether you got dudes. We got dudes on defense. I've been a big, you know, there's always that one banana peel game. You're like, what happened to the defense? But by and large, you know, Rudd's a dude. Rudd's guys play hard for him. So we're going to have a competitive, above-average defense. You're going to have a way above-average skill set and depth. It comes down to the O-line. And if the O-line can stay healthy, yeah, we could win. You know, we easily could win, you know, seven or eight games. I mean, let's face it, guys. Go back to our conference. There's a couple teams in the conference that have unlimited resources and support of the school, not just the athletic department, and it's important to them. And we're always going to have a tough time in that scenario. But 80% of the schools in our conference match up with our resources, commitment of the school to the programs. We can play with those guys. We have played with those guys, and we've lost, right? We've always been on the bad side of that one possession game. So if you look at just those bad one possessions game, if we can go to a one good possession game, yeah, we got 6-7. You know, it's a bowl team. On paper, it's a bowl team.
Well, if that happens, it would be a terrific year, and I think for Tony Elliott's
Tony Elliott's tenure,
he needs to clearly show progress, and going to a bowl game would certainly do that. Who's going to be is Musket the number one quarterback?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I don't. I mean, I've had, you know, we have. I think he is, but I think we've got, you know, you got the luxury of having two starting quarterbacks. I will tell you, that kid, I'll be honest about Musket. I don't know how he ended up coming out of high school unless he just grew late. He's a Division One QB. I mean, I don't care where I forgot what, you know, Sisters of the Blind and Poor, you know, D1AA school he came out of. The kid is a D1 quarterback. Period in the story. And so is Calandria. I mean, I'll just tell you that we have a system where if one of those two kids gets hurt, we're not going to have much of a drop off. A little bit different styles that Coach Dez is going to have to adapt to, depending on who's number one. But That's, again, that's a luxury that a lot of teams don't have, guys. They've got a one, and in the system in the world today of NIL and the portal, if you're not one, what do you do? Oh, it's easier to quit and roll out. And neither Musket or Calandria did that. And, again, I think it's a belief of where the part of the turnaround that they want to be part of, but more importantly, they are believers in Tony and the staff. And that's, you know, I'm going to continue to go back. Listen, no coaching staff in this country inherited the mess that they inherited from the previous staff. And then they had to go through the murder of their, you know, three of their teammates. I would tell you that there's a little bit of a hall pass that these guys have to be given, both the players and the staff. But now you're a couple years removed from that, and Tony and these guys know it, and the players and these guys know it. I'm optimistic. I've been in that building enough to know that these kids believe in this staff. They believe in each other. We've got a shot to be a good football program this year. Yes, it does hinge. If we start getting the injury bug on the O-line, it could be another tough year.
I would like to say this. The post-game presser after the spring game, I stayed for the entire thing, and Rudzinski is such a exciting guy to listen to. I think Dez Kitchings is a fascinating offensive coordinator to listen to, and I think there's a lot of eyes watching him this year. I do think that Rudzinski has to come through this year. The defense has got to be stalwart. They cannot give up 8, 9, 10 play drives. Or ever any 3 or 4 play drives. They've got to be stalwart. I do think the tone is better now, and I'm glad that Coach Elliott is no longer harping on the shootings and the pain and suffering and all that stuff. I think the players now recognize that they can breathe a little bit, and I think they're gonna play better. I do think that. At the same time, I'm also going to say if they win 5 games or more, that would be a big positive in my book. Hey, we have to go. We're coming up on a break. I want to thank you, Paul Collins. You've been fantastic this year, and we look forward to this fall and season 16. Go UVA.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
All right, we're going to go to break.
See
coming
boys.
Back with Dr. O. Stay with us.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives: the Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888. Maxwell Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, Class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Frank and Hobbo in studio. Vince, producer, engineer, is with us. He's been with us all year long, and we thank him. And
he's gotten better.
He's been superb throughout. He's
now, we had
great,
to. There, you can't,
just a great guy.
When you start at the very bottom, you can't go down. You've got to go up.
And
he's been going up like a rocket ship.
That's right. And we thank Paul Collins. He's been a frequent contributor in Invictus Sales and Marketing. He's been a good sponsor here for, what, the last two or three years, I think.
Two.
I sometimes lose track of time, but probably the number one sponsor we've had for 15 years, and hopefully 16 soon, has been Ortho Virginia. And a recent doc who's joined us in that regard is Dr. O. He's with us now on the line. And Doctor, on behalf of Frank and yours truly, we appreciate your contributions. We appreciate your support of the show. And you and Jody and Boyd have been terrific all year long, and we look forward to and keep in mind, this is a relationship, not just a date.
Yes.
So we look forward to a long-term relationship.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's been great. And being on, this is my second year, I think it's been absolutely awesome connecting with y'all, and I hope we get to, you know, pick our curtain soon.
And plus, you know, being a Duke guy, you've raised the IQ for Frank and me. You know, you know, the collective IQ has gone up when you joined the show.
And you know, our Duke fans that do follow the show.
Both of them. Just kidding.
It is, there is a handful of them. They do appreciate your participation. Dr. O, on Saturday, unfortunately, in the afternoon, Peyton Cormier, a star attackman for Virginia, went to make a move really at the top of the crease, and his left, I think it was his left leg, slid out and appeared to buckle, and then he sat down on the field, and as play moved away from him, he eventually got up and made his way to the sideline. We're not entirely sure what this injury was. It was rumored that he had a hamstring during the season, but the way he went down had nothing to do with a hamstring. It looked like either a knee, I would say 75% certain, or possibly 25% an ankle. And the way he went down was a little alarming, and he came to the sideline, and I watched him for a long time on the sideline. And I don't think he's going to be a play in the ACC tournament down in Charlotte this weekend. I know you probably do not have any information about that, but let's assume it was a knee and that he has probably it looked like a medial collateral type of injury, not an ACL. ACL is usually when a player is running straight forward and then they try to put on the brakes, they try to juke, and something happens. To me, it looked like more like a medial collateral. So me being not a surgeon but just a serious connoisseur of leg injuries, how would they treat that if it is an MCL?
Yeah, well, you know, MCL, you know, it's not nothing. But, I mean, as far as the realm of possibility goes, I'd say it's the best-case scenario because most MCL tears heal on their own. So in most cases, what you're doing is bracing them temporarily, gentle rehab to keep the knee moving, get the strength up around the knee. Now, the timetable can be longer than you would think and longer than any athlete wants. It can be 6 to 8 weeks at a maximum. But the majority of these injuries, even a full tear, are going to heal on their own in most cases. But there are rare exceptions. So, I mean, anytime you hear about a knee buckling, you worry about the worst, like you alluded to, an ACL or a cruciate ligament injury. But you're right. It usually is typically more of a stopping, pivoting maneuver that tears, say, an ACL. Yep. So the thing you got to watch out for is sometimes you'll get a concomitant injury where it's both the MCL plus the ACL or an MCL plus a meniscus.
Wow.
Well, if it's 6 weeks, he's gonna miss the ACCs and the NCAAs, and that's a shame because Peyton Cormier owns the career record for goals scored for UVA men's lacrosse. I was wondering, were you aware that the Duke men's lacrosse team lost to Carolina this weekend? And if you told me at any point in the last month and a half that Duke would lose to Carolina in lacrosse, I would have said, how much? Let's bet. So I'm stunned. What do you think?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you wouldn't bring that up. Maybe you'd have some network issues. Look, man, every program is going to go through its kind of ebbs and flows, so you can't be on top forever.
Hey, Duke played Carolina. It's a rival game. You know, Duke has petitioned to see if they could play us every week. But anyway,
Duke would like to play Virginia men's lacrosse every week.
Hey, Doctor, thank you so much for everything this year, and we will look forward to talking to you again before too long. All right. Ortho Virginia Dr. O, where we'll be back with Mike Barber of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
He was terrific. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a WHO to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner, Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, thesaber.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Who's. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, you gotta love Orange Crush, REM, bringing us back segment three, and we've had fun so far tonight. Paul Collins, Dr. O, and now we have Mike Barber, who has graciously stepped in.
The man, the legend.
So that I wouldn't be cursing out loud about two or three people that bailed on me Mike, and how could they dare bail on me?
Mike, obviously, beat writer for UVA. Do you still cover tech, or do you?
Yeah, I basically kind of hop around the ACC. So I do Virginia Tech. I was down there for their spring game. I was here in Charlottesville for UVA's spring game.
My condolences.
Hey, Mike, you know, Hobo, of course, has a basketball bias, even though Frank always reminds me it's always football season. But with my basketball bias, it's been pretty quiet on the portal front over there in Charlottesville. I know you have inside information. Are you hearing anything?
I mean, there's nothing good right now. I mean, you had the three visits over last week and weekend. The hope was it was going to unfold the way last year unfolded, right? They had three visits last year with Andrew Rohde, Jake Groves, and Jordan Miner, three consecutive weekends, and they got three consecutive commitments. This time you've seen the opposite. Aiden Mahaney visited, then he went on to Connecticut, then he went on to Kentucky, and today he announced he's going to Connecticut. Xavier Amos, the forward from Northern Illinois, he took the visit to Virginia. Today he announced he's going to Wisconsin. So it certainly appears that the first round, at least, of portal targeting has come up empty with those prospects choosing other schools.
Now, do you think is it money-related, or what's going on that's causing Virginia to strike out?
I'm not sure, because I would say, you know, obviously if you're looking at Connecticut, you're talking about the two-time defending national champions who wouldn't want to play at Connecticut, right? So to assume that it's NIL, to me on that one, seems a little far-fetched. Certainly there could be an impact there, and you know, we just saw a kid at Virginia Tech, right? It committed to Virginia Tech out of the portal and then decommitted. That one definitely reeks of, hey, somebody said if you put your name back in, we can get you more money. But, you know, if you're talking about Aiden Mahaney, the St. Mary's two-guard, the chance to play for the two-time defending national champions who are trying to reload and do it again, I don't know that one's money-influenced.
Hmm. How about Jefferson? Remember, I think his name was Jordan Jefferson, about 6'8"?
I think he went to Iowa State, didn't he?
And why? Yeah, it's freezing there. you have to be an idiot. You're going to get frostbite.
They do play indoors, though. That's the good news.
I don't care. I just. By the way, I've been near that UConn campus, and that's just as cold and dreary a place as there is. You know what?
Yeah. Everything warms up when you start cutting down national championship nets.
Yeah, Virginia did it in 2019. Why can't these?
You know, I think these kids do believe Tony Bennett's a winner, and that's why when a kid
is
more competitive, because they had five McDonald's All-Americans, and that's how they were going to roll. Duke was going to roll with five McDonald's All-Americans. Now these big-time blue blood programs, they're in the portal too, and they're looking for guys. And I think Virginia's, you know, right there, and Tony is respected. I don't buy any of that. But I think at the end of the day, if you're talking about the 2019 national champion or the back-to-back reigning national champion and you want to win now, yeah, I give a slight edge there, certainly, to Connecticut.
Hey, Mike, this is Mike Barber of the Times-Dispatch. Are you hearing any other names floating around the rumor mill that they might
be
taking a look at?
There's going to be another wave in the next week of kind of what they did that past week, right? Somebody on the weekend, somebody midweek. You know, where they're going, I think it's going to depend in part on Trent Perry, the decommitted point guard from Southern California.
Yes.
They're still in the running for him. Certainly, if they land him, then the focus becomes a front court player, a forward. If they don't land him, then the focus shifts back to, can you get a point guard into this program? You've got Christian Bliss coming off his redshirt year, but Reese Beekman's gone. Dante Harris put himself in the portal. So I think it's just there's so many moving pieces. I don't envy the job of these coaching staffs. You know, somebody pointed out to me the other day, these guys spend 3, 4, 5 years recruiting high school kids, and then they've got to make portal decisions in 2 weeks.
Yes.
It's quite the timeline they're working on right now.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks here with the spring sports. Enjoyed seeing you at the UVA lacrosse game on Saturday. Great crowd. Good numbers again, like they used to have back in the day. The outcome did not go well. The turnover bug has exploded, and Virginia just cannot take care of the ball. I don't know what
Lars Tiffany is doing, the head coach of Virginia, but he normally does not talk about turnovers. I think he has to address it now, because as they head to Charlotte for the ACC tournament and a chance to avenge Saturday's loss, they played Notre Dame all over again. Other than that, what else did you notice? And by the way, I thought that was a good article you wrote covering the game from Saturday.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it was an interesting game because I thought Virginia played really well defensively, something they had not done the last time out at Syracuse. Syracuse, particularly in the pick-and-roll situations, really got to Virginia's defense. So I thought there was improvement there. I thought Matt Nunes, the goaltender who 2 weeks ago had to be pulled in the first quarter after letting the first seven shots in, I thought he looked sharp, and he kept them in the game and played well. Offensively, they did some nice things. It just got away from them in the fourth quarter. And I talked to Kevin Corrigan, who is also a UVA alum, but he's Notre Dame's coach, and he said what he liked from his team was the poise in the fourth quarter. Well, anytime a coach is talking about his guy's poise in the fourth quarter, you can usually flip it the other way, too. And I think for Lars Tiffany, and that's kind of what I wrote about, was there was a lack of poise from his guys. There were turnovers. They lost the faceoff draws, even though they were good all day at the faceoff X. They were bad in the fourth quarter. They missed on a clear. They're usually perfect on clears. So there was a poise down the stretch that was missing. Now, this is the first of at least two, maybe three meetings with Notre Dame. Notre Dame's really good. We saw certainly Liam Edelman is the premier goaltender in college lacrosse, two-time All-American and all those things. So it wasn't a discouraging performance. I think it was a more frustrating performance. Yes. Because you looked at that fourth quarter and said, hey, if you don't do some of those dumb things that you don't normally do, you're right there. And instead, we saw what happened.
And by the way, you could say that to some degree about the end of the Syracuse game, and they had the ball and I think the lead.
They were up 17-14.
Yeah.
Midway through the fourth quarter.
And managed to gag. I don't know what happens when Virginia plays Duke in the regular season. They apparently put on jerseys that say, beat us badly. And Duke says, sure, we'll oblige you. ACC tournament coming. It's been years since they've had the tournament. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I prefer if everybody – I'd love it if everybody played everybody twice. I didn't love the unbalanced schedule, but I prefer the unbalanced schedule to this. It's just if you're the ACC and you've got five teams and at least four of them are going to the NCAAs, some years all five, that's a tough spot to put them in the weekend before the NCAA starts. To play two games over 3 days, it doesn't seem necessary with the number of teams you had. Look, if you got 12 teams playing, I get it. Get the top teams in there, kick it around, have a tournament. But we all know what ACC lacrosse is. We know what these teams are. I'd rather see them play maybe a final regular season game this weekend, make it another conference game, go back to six. Conference games, however you want to do that.
Or, but, Don Starcy used to play, he would schedule a non-conference opponent before the NCAA so he could play everybody and have the senior day be a little bit more relaxed instead of the really intense environment that took place this past Saturday.
Mike, what was the rationale for going back to the ACC tournament in lacrosse?
Well, I think that the rationale for the tournament was you'd give your four teams a chance at two quality victories going into selection, right? I mean, if you go and win a game or two in the ACC tournament, that's a win that improves everything about your metrics. That being said, I think you get more value if you guarantee teams two more ACC games and you play them in the regular season, as opposed to, hey, only two teams are going to play twice here in Charlotte when we get down there. Right. Two teams are going to play once and take another loss. To me, I'd rather see them play more regular season games, do away with the tournament, unless they're thinking down the road about expanding what ACC lacrosse is.
Well, I did see the NC State athletic director was walking around on the balcony there at Klockner Stadium, and I know his brother is the coach at Notre Dame, but NC State used to have a lacrosse program.
Yeah, Boo didn't mention the idea of bringing it back, but he was there purely in the capacity to support his brother. Obviously, they're Charlottesville 434 people from when their father was in this area, and Kevin obviously went to school here. But I don't think NC State's bringing it back. But look, I mean, they've expanded the conference. They're doing all sorts of things. I think it's not crazy to think that ACC lacrosse at some point could have more than five teams, but for right now, this is what you've got. They're all premier programs in terms of their history, and I think the best chance you give them for all making it to the NCAA is to just play more.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a Who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, you got to love Orange Crush, REM, bringing us back segment three, and we've had fun so far tonight, Paul Collins, Dr. O, and now we have Mike Barber, who has graciously stepped in.
The man, the legend.
So that I wouldn't be cursing out loud about two or three people that bailed on me. Mike, and how could they dare bail on me?
Mike, obviously, beat writer for UVA, do you still cover tech, or do you...
Yeah, I basically kind of hop around the ACC. So I do Virginia Tech. I was down there for their spring game. I was here in Charlottesville for UVA's spring game.
My condolences.
Hey, Mike, you know, Hobbo, of course, has a basketball bias, even though Frank always reminds me it's always football season. Mm-hmm. But with my basketball bias, it's been pretty quiet on the portal front over there in Charlottesville. I know you have inside information. Are you hearing anything?
I mean, there's nothing good right now. I mean, you had the three visits over last week and weekend. The hope was it was going to unfold the way last year unfolded, right? They had three visits last year with Andrew Rohde, Jake Groves, and Jordan Miner, three consecutive weekends, and they got three consecutive commitments. This time you've seen the opposite. Aiden Mahaney visited, then he went on to Connecticut, then he went on to Kentucky, and today he announced he's going to Connecticut. Xavier Amos, the forward from Northern Illinois, he took the visit to Virginia. Today he announced he's going to Wisconsin. So it certainly appears that the first round, at least, of portal targeting has come up empty with those prospects choosing other schools.
Now, do you think is it money-related, or what's going on that's causing Virginia to strike out?
I'm not sure, because I would say, you know, obviously if you're looking at Connecticut, you're talking about the two-time defending national champions who wouldn't want to play at Connecticut, right? So to assume that it's NIL, to me on that one, seems a little far-fetched. Certainly there could be an impact there, and you know, we just saw a kid at Virginia Tech, right? It committed to Virginia Tech out of the portal and then decommitted. That one definitely reeks of, hey, somebody said if you put your name back in, we can get you more money. But, you know, if you're talking about Aiden Mahaney, the St. Mary's two-guard, the chance to play for the two-time defending national champions who are trying to reload and do it again, I don't know that one's money-influenced.
Hmm. How about Jefferson? Remember, I think his name was Jordan Jefferson, but 6'8"?
I think he went to Iowa State, didn't he?
And why? Yeah, it's freezing there. you have to be an idiot. You're going to get frostbite.
They do play indoors, though. That's the good news.
I don't care. I just by the way, I've been near that UConn campus, and that's just as cold and dreary a place as there is. You know what?
Yeah. Everything warms up when you start cutting down national championship nets.
Yeah, Virginia did it in 2019. Why can't these?
You know, I think these kids do believe Tony Bennett's a winner, and that's why when a kid,
I think,
more competitive, because they had five McDonald's All Americans, and that's how they were going to roll. Duke was going to roll with five McDonald's All Americans. Now these big time blue blood programs, they're in the portal too, and they're looking for guys. And I think Virginia's, you know, right there, and Tony is respected. I don't buy any of that. But I think at the end of the day, if you're talking about the 2019 national champion or the back-to-back reigning national champion and you want to win now, yeah, I give a slight edge there, certainly, to Connecticut.
Hey, Mike, before, and this is Mike Barber of the Times-Dispatch, are you hearing any other names floating around the rumor mill that they might be taking a look at?
There's going to be another wave in the next week of kind of what they did that past week, right? Somebody on the weekend, somebody midweek. And somebody, but you know where they're going. I think it's going to depend in part on Trent Perry, the decommitted point guard from Southern California.
Yes,
they're still in the running for him. Certainly, if they land him, then the focus becomes a front court player, a forward. If they don't land him, then the focus shifts back to, can you get a point guard into this program? You've got Christian Bliss coming off his redshirt year, but Reese Beekman's gone. Dante Harris put himself in the portal. So I think it's just there's so many moving pieces. I don't envy the job of these coaching staffs. You know, somebody pointed out to me the other day, these guys spend 3, 4, 5 years recruiting high school kids, and then they've got to make portal decisions in 2 weeks.
Yes.
It's quite the timeline they're working on right now.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks here with the spring sports. Enjoyed seeing you at the UVA lacrosse game on Saturday. Great crowd. Good numbers again, like they used to have back in the day. The outcome did not go well. The turnover bug has exploded, and Virginia just cannot take care of the ball. I don't know what Lars Tiffany is doing, the head coach of Virginia, but he normally does not talk about turnovers. I think he has to address it now because as they head to Charlotte for the ACC tournament and a chance to avenge Saturday's loss, they played Notre Dame all over again. Other than that, what else did you notice? And by the way, I thought that was a good article you wrote covering the game from Saturday.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it was an interesting game because I thought Virginia played really well defensively, something they had not done the last time out at Syracuse. Syracuse, particularly in the pick-and-roll situations, really got to Virginia's defense. So I thought there was improvement there. I thought Matt Nunes, the goaltender who 2 weeks ago had to be pulled in the first quarter after letting the first 7 shots in, I thought he looked sharp, and he kept them in the game and played well. Offensively, they did some nice things. It just got away from them in the fourth quarter, and I talked to Kevin Corrigan, who is also a UVA alum, but he's Notre Dame's coach, and he said what he liked from his team was the poise in the fourth quarter. Well, anytime a coach is talking about his guy's poise in the fourth quarter, you can usually flip it the other way, too. And I think for Lars Tiffany, and that's kind of what I wrote about, was there was a lack of poise from his guys. There were turnovers. They lost the faceoff draws, even though they were good all day at the faceoff X. They were bad in the fourth quarter. They missed on a clear. They're usually perfect on clears. So there was a poise down the stretch that was missing. Now, this is the first of at least 2, maybe 3 meetings with Notre Dame. Notre Dame's really good. We saw certainly Liam Entman is the premier goaltender in college lacrosse, 2-time All-American and all those things. So it wasn't a discouraging performance. I think it was a more frustrating performance because you looked at that fourth quarter and said, hey, if you don't do some of those dumb things that you don't normally do, you're right there. And instead, we saw what happened.
And by the way, you could say that to some degree about the end of the Syracuse game and the They had the ball and I think the lead.
They were up 17-14.
Yeah.
In the midway through the fourth quarter.
And managed to gag. I don't know what happens when Virginia plays Duke in the regular season. They apparently put on jerseys that say, beat us badly. And Duke says, sure, we'll oblige you. ACC tournament coming. It's been years since they've had the tournament. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I prefer if everybody – I'd love it if everybody played everybody twice. I didn't love the unbalanced schedule, but I prefer the unbalanced schedule to this. It's just if you're the ACC and you've got five teams and at least four of them are going to the NCAAs, some years all five, that's a tough spot to put them in the weekend before the NCAA start to play two games over 3 days. It doesn't seem necessary with the number of teams you have. Look, if you got 12 teams playing, you know, I get it. You know, get the top teams in there, kick it around, have a tournament. But, you know, we all know what ACC lacrosse is. We know what these teams are. I'd rather see them play maybe a final regular season game this weekend, make it another conference game, go back to six conference games, however you want to do that.
Or, but, you know, Don Starcy used to play – he would schedule a non-conference opponent before the NCAA so he could play everybody and have the senior day be a little bit more relaxed instead of the really intense environment that took place this past Saturday.
Mike, what was the rationale for going back to the ACC tournament in lacrosse?
Well, I think that the rationale for the tournament was you give your four teams a chance at two quality victories going into selection, right? I mean, if you go and win a game or two in the ACC tournament, that's a win that improves everything about your metrics. That being said, I think you get more value if you guarantee teams two more ACC games and you play them in the regular season, as opposed to, hey, only two teams are going to play twice here in Charlotte when we get down there. Right. Two teams are going to play once and take another loss. To me, I'd rather see them play more regular season games, do away with the tournament, unless they're thinking down the road about expanding what ACC lacrosse is.
Well, I did see the NC State athletic director was walking around on the balcony there at Klockner Stadium, and I know his brother is the coach at Notre Dame. But, you know, NC State used to have a lacrosse program.
Yeah, Boo didn't mention the idea of bringing it back. But he was there purely in the capacity to support his brother. Obviously, they're Charlottesville 434 people from when their father was in this area. And Kevin, obviously, you know, went to school here. But I don't think NC State's bringing it back. But, look, I mean, they've expanded the conference. They're doing all sorts of things. I think – it's not crazy to think that ACC lacrosse at some point could have more than five teams, but for right now, this is what you've got. They're all premier programs in terms of their history, and I think the best chance you give them for all making it to the NCAA is to just play more ACC games in the regular season.
Hey, we are with Mike Barber of the Times-Dispatch. Mike, I met your new sports editor recently. He had a little coffee shop meet and greet thing recently. It was back on the 23rd. Is it Matt or Matthew?
It's a good question because I have not met him in person yet. I believe he goes by Matt.
Well, I think he's a nice guy, and I thought it was very interesting of him that he wanted to meet Richmond sports people because it gave a lot of folks, and I knew some of the people that were there, an opportunity to hang around and talk to him and share their thoughts. And, you know, I tried to encourage him to get to know some of the history, and I would love for him or you or somebody to do some deep dives on the Coliseum situation and, of course, the new ballpark that I'm skeptical will ever be built for both VCU and the Flying Squirrels. But we want to thank you for your time tonight, and I think you do a marvelous job for the work you have to do covering these teams in the ACC, and we certainly appreciate your good work.
Yes.
Thanks
much, Mike. Appreciate
Listen,
it.
You have
Absolutely.
A great night. We thank you for your time. All right. In a matter of moments, we're going to have Noah Greenbaum joining us, and we're going to talk about the Olympic sports, and we're going to talk a little bit about UVA football special teams, because Noah Greenbaum knows all about the kickers, and they're sort of a wacky group, aren't they?
It's a special orientation for the kicking group.
All right. Thank you, Mike Barber, and we're going to head to break here in just a matter of seconds. Thank you. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for, delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right. right, we're back. Who's talking? Final segment tonight, and it will be jam-packed.
It will be, yes.
This has been a fun night. It's 85 degrees outside. And
it's spring in Virginia.
It's summertime in springtime in Virginia. That's what happens. Summer meets spring.
And we got Noah Greenbaum in a moment. Just real quick, we get the Friday's Olympic Report. We thank Friday's. They've been a sponsor for a long time, and they specifically sponsored the Olympic Report this year. Clinical research partners, our friend Bobby Call, Dr. Bobby Call, who we've had in studio as a guest. He's terrific. Town Bank of Richmond, our friends at Town Bank, they've been with us a number of years now. And
Pat Collins, Kevin Lang.
A first-year sponsor, which we hope will be a longer-term relationship, Crown Acura of Richmond. Matt Perry, we thank Crown. But on the Olympic side, Gretchen Walsh was named the Collegiate Women's Sports Award winner. That's a Honda Award for swimming and diving. She won this year. Kate Douglas won the previous 2 years, so it's an award, at least on the swimming and diving, dominated by Virginia.
You win four national championships in a row, you should get some honors.
That's going to happen. And speaking of national championships, the NCAA tennis for both men and women begin this coming weekend. We talked about the lacrosse team playing Friday against Notre Dame in the ACC tournament. That's on the ACC network at 5 o'clock. Will be face-off, and then we haven't mentioned tomorrow. The
baseball.
Baseball plays at the Diamond against VCU, 6:30 first pitch. So if you can, go on down to the old Diamond and catch the Hoos tomorrow night at 6:30. And then
get off the couch and get in the game and go to the Diamond.
And I think it's supposed to be another very nice day tomorrow, baseball weather. And then the Hoos return home on Wednesday to play Navy at 6 o'clock back at they don't call it Davenport Field anymore. What do they call it now?
Well, it's the Dish.
The Dish.
Dish
okay.
Room.
Yep. Anyway. All right, Noah Greenbaum.
Noah, where have you been, my man?
I've been here waiting for your call, Frank.
I think you've been hanging out with that pretty wife of yours, and we're not going to get too deep into that, but the fact is you've been MIA, sport. MIA. How many kids you've got?
You know, that's what I was going to say. That's what having three boys does to you.
Aha!
Hey, we were talking earlier, Daniel Sparks, the punter, may take over the kickoff duties. What do you think of that?
I think he's got a big leg, so I think that'll be a good thing. I think, you know, as far as kickers go this year, I think, you know, you've got two capable guys in Daniel Sparks and Will Betteridge, and I think what we just need to see out of them this year is a little bit more consistency, and I think that, you know, they've got the talent, they've got the skill set, we just need to see that consistency, and I think if they need to show that, I think you'll see some great things from the special teams this year.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They better keep Will Betteridge healthy for the field goal attempts, because the kid that came in as the other kicker, place kicker, those look like eighth-grade football field goal attempts. And granted, one of them went through, but I was like, huh, that thing only cleared the bar by like 10 feet, and he was kicking from like the 30. But talk about Daniel Sparks. We've had a good look at him for a number of years now. Is he good enough to play in the NFL?
Again, I think it gets back to that consistency, right? I mean, I think he's got the leg. He's got sort of the metrics, right? The big kid and can do the rugby-style punt when needed, and he's got all the different quivers or arrows in his quiver. It's just going to get back to, can he consistently execute, right? I mean, you remember last year where he'd have games where he'd be booming 50 and 60-yard punts, and then he'd have a game where he'd have a couple, you know, 20 and 30 yards. So I think if we can – he can be, like, a big-time weapon, right? And so if we can just get that consistency, like I keep saying, then we can flip the field, and it'll be a big weapon for us.
All right. When you're watching Virginia special teams, and usually we have to put, like, a blindfold on when Virginia's got punt coverage – and punt return can be scary. Ethan Davies has shown that he can feel the ball pretty well and fair catch. I want to see him catch a few, get some blocks, and get a 15-yard return every now and then. But let's get your thoughts on special teams. You were around it for years in a competitive way. What do you think Virginia's going to do this year with the special teams department?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got a lot of skill guys, right? I think we've just got to make sure that we're putting them in a position for them to succeed, and I think that's where we failed a little bit last year. I just don't feel like we were quite as prepared for all the different situations. And so I think the coaching staff understands the importance of special teams, and that's really been a big focus this spring. And I feel very good about us going into the fall with the special teams.
Now, would you like a kickoff guy to kick it in the end zone every time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that takes the risk away of a return and injury and all that kind of stuff.
Takes exactly, and again, like if I'm a coach, you just want to know exactly, or not exactly, you just want to know pretty much, you know, kind of what the potential outcome of those kicks are going to be, right? So for a field goal kicker at the college level, you want somebody that's 90-95% consistent from 40 yards in. If they don't have a big leg, they can work with that, but they want to know if they get inside that 25-yard line, they got somebody that's going to be automatic. Same thing on the punts, right? Because you design all these different coverages based upon where the guy is going to kick it, right? And so if he kicks one 20 yards or if he kicks one 60 yards the next time, it's hard to coach around somebody that's that inconsistent.
I think that's a very good point. We will look to that, and we will bring you back, obviously, this fall. Our next show, by my count, will be the launching of Season 16, Monday, August 26th. And we probably would like to have you on to help us preview the upcoming season. And we hope you have a marvelous late spring and a marvelous summer with all your boys and your pretty wife.
And we thank Canal Capital. That's another sponsor that has been with us for many years. So, Noah, we appreciate your contributions on air, but we also appreciate your sponsorship as well. So thanks much.
I appreciate it, guys. Yep, thanks for spreading the good
word.
Take care. Go Hoos.
Take care. All right. Hobbo has the list. What'd you do with the poster, Hobbo?
Oh, right here.
All right, so real quickly while the music is playing, we want to thank Virginia Athletics Foundation, Invictus, thesaber.com, Hildrip Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Jeff McDonald Associates, The Oakley Press, Maxwell and Associates, and Mitchell and Dosby Center.
And
go
we,
Hoos!
We thank our listeners as well. Talk soon.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for, delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment tonight, and it will be jam-packed.
It will be, yes.
This has been a fun night. It's 85 degrees outside. And
it's spring in Virginia.
It's summertime in springtime in Virginia. That's what happens. Summer meets spring.
And we got Noah Greenbaum in a moment. Just real quick, we get the Friday's Olympic Report. We thank Friday's. They've been a sponsor for a long time, and they specifically sponsored the Olympic Report this year. Clinical research partners, our friend Bobby Call, Dr. Bobby Call, who we've had in studio as a guest. He's terrific. Town Bank of Richmond, our friends at Town Bank, they've been with us a number of years now. And
Pat Collins, Kevin Lang.
A first-year sponsor, which we hope will be a longer-term relationship, Crown Acura of Richmond. Matt Perry, we thank Crown. But on the Olympic side, Gretchen Walsh was named the Collegiate Women's Sports Award winner. That's a Honda Award for swimming and diving.
She won this year. Kate Douglas won the previous 2 years, so it's an award, at least on the swimming and diving, dominated by Virginia.
You win four national championships in a row, you should get some honors.
That's going to happen. And speaking of national championships, the NCAA tennis for both men and women begin this coming weekend. We talked about the lacrosse team playing Friday against Notre Dame in the ACC tournament. That's on the ACC Network at 5 o'clock. Will be face-off, and then we haven't mentioned tomorrow. The
baseball
plays at the Diamond against VCU, 6:30 first pitch. So if you can, go on down to the old Diamond and catch the Hoos tomorrow night at 6:30. And then
get off the couch and get in the game and go to the Diamond.
And I think it's supposed to be another very nice day tomorrow, baseball weather. And then the Hoos return home on Wednesday to play Navy at 6 o'clock back at they don't call it Davenport Field anymore. What do they call it now?
Well, it's the Dish.
The Dish.
Okay. Room.
Yep. Anyway, all right,
we got
Noah Greenbaum.
Noah, where have you been, my man?
I've been here waiting for your call, Frank.
I think you've been hanging out with that pretty wife of yours, and we're not going to get too deep into that, but the fact is you've been MIA, sport. MIA. How many kids you got?
You know, that's what I was going to say. That's what having three boys does to you.
Aha!
Hey, we were talking earlier, Daniel Sparks, the punter, may take over the kickoff duties. What do you think of that?
I think he's got a big leg, so I think that'll be a good thing. I think, you know, as far as kickers go this year, I think, you know, you've got two capable guys in Daniel Sparks and Will Betteridge, and I think what we just need to see out of them this year is a little bit more consistency, and I think that, you know, they've got the talent, they've got the skill set, we just need to see that consistency, and I think if they need to show that, I think you'll see some great things from the special teams this year.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, they better keep Will Betteridge healthy for the field goal attempts, because the kid that came in as the other kicker, place kicker, those look like eighth grade football field goal attempts. And granted, one of them went through, but I was like, huh, that thing only cleared the bar by like 10 feet, and he was kicking from like the 30. But talk about Daniel Sparks. We've had a good look at him for a number of years now. Is he good enough to play in the NFL?
Again, I think it gets back to that consistency, right? I mean, I think he's got the leg. He's got sort of the metrics, right? The big kid and can do the rugby-style punt when needed, and he's got all the different quivers and or arrows in his quiver. It's just going to get back to, can he consistently execute, right? I mean, you remember last year where he'd have games where he'd be booming 50- and 60-yard punts, and then he'd have a game where he'd have a couple, you know, 20 and 30 yards. So I think if we can, he can be like a big time weapon, right? And so if we can just get that consistency, like I keep saying, then we can flip the field and it'll be a big weapon for us.
All right. When you're watching Virginia special teams, and usually we have to put like a blindfold on when Virginia's got punt coverage, and punt return can be scary. Ethan Davies has shown that he can feel the ball pretty well and fair catch. I want to see him catch a few, get some blocks, and get a 15-yard return every now and then. But let's get your thoughts on special teams. You were around it for years in a competitive way. What do you think Virginia is going to do this year with the special teams department?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got a lot of skill guys, right? I think we've just got to make sure that we're putting them in a position for them to succeed, and I think that's where we failed a little bit last year. I just don't feel like we were quite as prepared for all the different situations, and so I think the coaching staff understands the importance of special teams, and that's really been a big focus this spring, and I feel very good about us going into the fall with the special teams.
Now, would you like a kickoff guy to kick it in the end zone every time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so that takes the risk away of a return and injury and all that kind of stuff.
Takes exactly, and again, like if I'm a coach, you just want to know exactly, or not exactly, you just want to know pretty much, you know, kind of what the potential outcome of those kicks are going to be, right? So for a field goal kicker at the college level, you want somebody that's 90-95% consistent from 40 yards in. If they don't have a big leg, they can work with that, but they want to know if they get inside that 25-yard line, they got somebody that's going to be automatic. Same thing on the punts, right? Because you design all these different coverages based upon where the guy is going to kick it, right? And so if he kicks one 20 yards or if he kicks one 60 yards the next time, it's hard to coach around somebody that's that inconsistent.
I think that's a very good point. Well, we will look to that, and we will bring you back, obviously, this fall. Our next show, by my count, will be the launching of Season 16, Monday, August 26th. And we probably would like to have you on to help us preview the upcoming season. And we hope you have a marvelous late spring and a marvelous summer with all your boys and your pretty wife.
And we thank Canal Capital. That's another sponsor that has been with us for many years. So, Noah, we appreciate your contributions on air, but we also appreciate your sponsorship as well. So thanks much.
I appreciate it, guys. Yep, thanks for spreading the good
word.
Go Hoos.
Take care. All right. Hubbo has the list. What did you do with the poster, Hubbo?
Oh, it's right here.
All right, so real quickly while the music is playing, we want to thank Virginia Athletics Foundation, Invictus, thesaber.com, Hildrip Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Jeff McDonald Associates, The Oakley Press, Maxwell & Associates, and Mitchell & Dosby Center.
And
go
we,
Hoos!
We thank our listeners as well. Talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.